This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. After meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv on Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Israel to engage with the region on post-war plans. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Blinken says every partner he has met on this trip say they're ready to support a lasting solution that ends the cycle of violence and ensures Israel's security.
But they underscored that this can only come through a regional approach that includes a pathway to a Palestinian state.
The U.S. and Israel are united against Hamas, but are sharply divided on the future of Gaza.
Israel must stop taking steps that undercut Palestinians' ability to govern themselves effectively.
Israel has vowed to keep going until it destroys Hamas. A military spokesman says the fighting will continue throughout 2024. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thousands of people took part Tuesday in the funeral for a Hezbollah commander who was killed in a drone strike a day earlier. He's the most senior Hezbollah militant killed since Hamas's October 7th attack into southern Israel triggered all-out war in Gaza and lower-intensity fighting between Israel and Hezbollah, which has escalated since an Israeli strike killed a senior Hamas leader last week in Beirut. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. and British forces shot down 21 drones and missiles fired by Yemen-based Houthis on Tuesday into the southern Red Sea towards international shipping lanes, the U.S. Military Central Command said. U.S. Central Command said there were no injuries or damage reported, adding that this was the 26th Houthi attack on commercial shipping lanes in the Red Sea since November 19th. Iranian-backed Houthi militants have stepped up attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea in protest against Israel's war in Gaza.